Life is very good for Jason Dumas. You know, this guy just got married. He's got the gray suits, the shoe games all point. He's headed back to Philadelphia. He's leaving the Bay Area. He's leaving us. So that must be a good thing. Life is good for Jason Dumas. We bring him in on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Dumas, what's happening, brother?
What's up, fellas? I would categorize it as bittersweet. Bittersweet, right, man. This is my home away from home. But yeah, you hit it on the head. Life's pretty good right now, man. I'm blessed. I can't complain about anything.
Now, before we get into what's next for you in Philadelphia, I got to say, Shask, and I think you could co-sign this. We get a lot of people who come in and out of this market, whether it's the media or just living. And I got to say, Dumas, the one thing he did very, very well out here was he asked questions about the culture. He asked what was acceptable, what was not acceptable, whether it was food, whether it was slang. And he embraced the Bay Area culture. And when you embrace the Bay Area culture, whether you're a player or a media member, you get love forever from Bay Area residents, especially San Francisco residents. So I think Shasky, Dumas did that very, very well. He came out here, tried to find out who knew what the city was all about, and he embraced his culture.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a common man. Like, you know, like, that's how I grew up. And that was important to me, you know, just learning about the common man in the Bay Area, whether it's San Francisco, Oakland, South Bay. So, you know, that's what I tried to do, ingratiate myself with the people out here and learn their culture. You know, you don't want to be disrespectful to anyone's culture when you move to a city. Ignorance is, you know, is not something that I ever want to be associated with my name. So I got to know so many people out here, whether locally owned business owners, you know, people down at the courthouse, you know. And at the end of the day, if you just treat people how you want them to treat you, you usually get pretty far. And I tried to be my authentic self while doing all of that. I think the Bay Area in particular, these people can tell when someone's a fraud. And I didn't ever want to be a fraud. I wanted to be my authentic self and just, you know, learn the way of life out here. And, you know, I loved it. This was a place where I actually thought I was going to live for the rest of my life. After a while, I was like kind of thinking what was next. I was thinking of a move to suburbia and kids and this and that. And then, you know, this job offer came out of nowhere kind of, and kind of just did a 360 really fast. But if this job offer never came, I was totally happy with spending the rest of my life out here in this community, because they've kind of taken me in with open arms, and you know, the love is mutual.
What was the biggest misnomer before you got here about the sports fans or the sports teams that you, when you got here, you immediately realized that's not right?
That sports fans in California are soft. I was like, you know, like, I moved out here, obviously, growing up on the East Coast, you hear the hard-nosed Philadelphians, New Yorkers, Boston residents, you know, you just think of, like, lunch pail, tough, yelling, and, you know, whether you like it or not, that's just kind of what they're known for. And I'm thinking I'm going to come out here, the wine and cheese crowd, they're soft on their teams, you know, they're not as passionate because it's so beautiful out and there's palm trees. And then, you know, my first assignment was Monday Night Football, John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders taking on the Rams. And I walked through the Coliseum parking lot, and every preconceived notion I had about Bay Area sports fans was put to bed. And that was my first assignment, you know, spending time at the Coliseum, the Oracle, going to Giants games. The fans out here are as passionate as ever. And, like, it's funny, like, you hear a lot about Philadelphia sports fans, good and bad, good and bad. I tell people all the time, you come out to the Bay, they're crazy, too. Like, you walk through the parking lot of Levi Stadium in an opposing uniform, they're going to heckle you a little bit. They're going to let you know. Vast majority of the people do it in a fun-loving, respective way, obviously. But they're passionate as ever. And, you know, I hope I got some of their respect. I always tried to be, especially on 95.7 The Game, whenever I was hosting, I always wanted to have a perspective of, you know, showing the local fans here their love and respect while also remaining objective and, like, giving my point of view from somebody who is not necessarily a fan of these teams. Like, most of the teams I would root for just because it made my job funner. But I saw it was – because so many of the hosts are from here and everything. I wanted to be the guy that could just give a point of view of, all right, hey, let's take ourselves out of this moment and look at it from a more objective point of view. Here's how it went. And I think the fans and the viewers appreciated that too. There's definitely, you know, a lane for hosts and media members here to really revel in their fandom and be that guy. Like, hey, I'm from the Bay Area. We love our teams. I wanted to be the guy who was a little more objective while also still showing some love to the teams and being a fan and celebrating the fans too. So that was the perspective I tried to give from my point of view.
Jason Dumas here on the River Islands Guest Line, and from two homegrown kids, Shasky and I, being grown, born and raised in San Francisco, it's fun as hell to work in your own city, the city that you grew up in, you know the history of the sports teams. So for you, what is it going to be like going back home to cover the teams that you grew up loving at ABC 6 News out in Philadelphia?
It's going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird. You're not the first person to ask me that because, you know, like, covering sports has kind of jaded me a little bit because it's been like my profession. So like, I actually kind of enjoyed the fact that like I didn't cover the Philadelphia Eagles professionally because I covered the Niners out here and I do it for a job. And then I would go home to Philly and I would throw on an Eagles jersey and I'll drink beers at a tailgate and go to the game and be a regular fan. Like, I'm not going to be able to do that anymore. So it's a little bittersweet. But, you know, that's at the end of the day, that's what's going to be paying my bills. So it'll be fun to cover the teams that I grew up watching, but I'm still probably going to, like, detach myself from, like, the diehard fandom. Like, secretly, like, in my gut, it'll probably be that 12-year-old kid, like, so giddy if the Sixers get finally make it to a conference finals. Like, that's all we're asking for. Or, you know, the Eagles win another Super Bowl, of course. And it makes my job funner. Just the same way I was at the Vegas stadium. I was there rooting for the 49ers. Not openly, obviously. I'm doing my job. I'm objective. But I wanted that for the 49ers fans. You know, I've seen, I'm not going to say heartache because you guys got all those damn trophies. But I have seen the organization be so close over the past couple of years. And, you know, I don't want to bring up old wounds, but we all know the story. So, I found myself hoping they won. I was that finals run in 2022 with the Warriors. So many people on the Bay Area says that's their favorite one because everybody had counted them out and nobody thought they were going to get another one. And Durant left and, oh, they're done. And Steph prevailed, got his finals MVP. During that whole stretch, it was the funnest stretch of my career. And obviously, on the outside, you probably couldn't tell because I tried to remain professional. But hell yeah, I was rooting for the Warriors. I wanted them to win. I wanted it for the community that I was serving in the Bay Area. You get to know some of these players, like, so you want what's best for them. And let's just be honest. It makes our job funner. It's good for business. Yeah. When the teams are successful and we're traveling, you know, ad revenue is coming in through Odyssey, and we're doing playoff pushes.
People
and,
are writing books, Dumas. People get the right books.
Yeah. money is getting printed, and that's good for everybody. So it'll be weird covering the teams I love. I like, part of me, it's like bittersweet because, like, I can't just, like, be an Eagles fan now. I have to, like, kind of cover the team and do my job, and that kind of takes away, like, the fun of being a fan. But, you know, it's going to be cool either way.
Well, you could be like that one guy who's at Elliott Parks. I mean, he's basically a fan covering the team. I'm teasing. I take a swipe at him. But, hey, real quick.
Let's just be working with Kate Scott. Hey, Kate Scott's out there in Philly.
She's tell crushing her we said it. Hi. She's yeah. crushing it. Tell her I want another copy Kate, of Madden. Jason.
Kate already reached out to me, and Elliott is a very polarizing figure. That's all I'll say about that.
No, okay. Kate, wait, Kate reached out. What did Kate say?
Well, she just sent congratulations on coming home, and please holler at me when you get to this city.
Did she do a Fly Eagles Fly hashtag?
Yeah, that was very nice of her, and I'm sure I'll be seeing her at a Sixers game. The 1-3 Sixers who just lost to the lowly Pistons and Tobias Harris.
And you haven't had Embiid or Paul George play. Hey, all right, let's do quick. I want to do rapid fire. All right. Best athlete you've covered in your time in the Bay Area?
I mean, Steph Curry by a country mile.
Who's number two?
Number two, probably I will say Buster Posey. I caught his last couple of years. So it wasn't his best, but I understood the legacy that he created in the Bay Area. I mean, the Niners, I mean, there was a lot of good Niners, but like, I mean, Fred Warner might be up there. He's just like, he's so good. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So probably Buster or Fred.
All right.
I mean, I didn't want to go two Warriors, but you could easily say Draymond or Clay as well.
Yeah.
What is the hole in the wall food spot you're going to miss when you get to Philadelphia that you're going to wish you could go back to eat?
Oh, man. So I loved Za Pizza. It was over there on Hyde Street. Just a little local pizza parlor. You can get slices. You can get pies. One thing I noticed about San Francisco, not a lot of the places you can just go and get a slice, which you can do everywhere on the East Coast. You'd have to buy a whole pie. But at Za Pizza, you could just get a slice. The people over there are so nice. You go in there. You can get a beer, a slice. There's always a sports game on. And they're good people. So I'm going to miss them. I even missed them once I moved out of that neighborhood. They're good people over there.
The fact that he said pie, you could tell Dumas is from Jesus, the East Coast. We say pizza. He says
little
pie.
Little Joe's on mission will sell you a slice, right, man. Come on. All right. What is the one crummy thing about living in San Francisco that you won't miss? Parking, your car getting broken into.
Prices on everything.
I was lucky.
I got my car bipped one time in 6.5 years. It was a damn rental car. What made it even worse, I was in Jack London Square speaking at a charity event. And so I think they got me because the rental car had like Texas plates and obviously a tall tale. So I was lucky as it became the bipping stuff. I never really was a victim of any of that. I guess what I won't miss, I mean, when I moved to the out of Richmond for like 6 months of the year, it's just cloudy and foggy. Yeah. And like you kind of get like that seasonal depression. It's like, man, I'm looking at Instagram and it's sunny like everywhere else in the country right now. But here it's like overcast. But in the same right, when it's February and I'm, you know, shoveling snow out of my driveway in Philly, I'm going to probably wish I had just some fog.
All right, this doesn't mean that you don't like them. This just means that you disagree on sports opinions. Whose sports opinions frustrated you the most in this market? On air,
sports opinions,
coverage.
Don't put them on a spot like that.
No, that's a good question.
We just don't, like, there are people that we don't, like, you know, you hear and you're like, I just don't agree with that individual. You know, like Steiny, for example.
Oh, man. You're getting in lots of trouble, man.
I will say this. So
me?
So I love him as a person, and he shaved my butt at the Super Bowl because I dropped my credential. He picked it up and found me and gave it to me. I always thank him for that when I see him. But I just cannot be an internal optimist like Dave Lombardi. I just cannot. I love him. I love him. Now, I'm not on the other end of the spectrum like Grant Cohn. It's funny. They have like this beef. I don't know if it's a real beef or they just play it up for the internet.
I imagine it's like the cartoon where, you know, the what's the guy who like checks in and he's trying to steal the come on. What's the cartoon? You guys know what I'm talking about? Where the dog.
Tom and Jerry?
Not Tom and Jerry, but similar to that. Like, okay. It's cartoonish. It's like over the top.
Peaky the Brain or something. I don't know.
Well, Tom and Jerry, that could be the same because, like, in that show, at the end of the show, when one of them, like, left the show, the other one was sad and was crying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they play it up like they can't stand each other, but they probably love each other deep down.
I was talking to somebody about that not too long ago. I said, what if they're in on this and they boost each other's profile and they make so much money together, it's all in one big pot. It wouldn't shock me if
like
they were
like
on
a
that.
Curated rap beef.
Yeah, absolutely. This could be curated.
Interesting.
I don't know because I don't know. Dumas, like, are somebody saying that stuff about me, and they're going back and forth. At some point, you got to have to approach each other. Like, yo, what's the deal?
Yeah.
And they don't even talk to each other.
Well, all right, forget that language. What is the word or phrase that you're going to use for the rest of your life that you picked up from the Bay Area?
Oh, hella.
Hella.
Hella, for sure. When I first started saying hella, I hated myself. I was like, oh, God, I'm really becoming a Bay Area cat. But I say hella all the time now. That's just it's part of my vernacular. And look, man, this is a home away from home.
Yeah.
My in-laws are from here. Like, this is going to be my home forever. Like, I'm going to be coming back here for as long as I live, because I'm sure my in-laws will be here. You know, so many connections to my wife are from here. Obviously, now I have friends who have become family who are out here. So, like, you know, hate me or love me, Bay Area, I'm connected to y'all by the hip now.
Most important question. Who is hated more in Philadelphia, Bonte, Chasky, or Debo?
Debo by far. Bonte was just in Philly. He was cheersing with everybody. He was on rooftops. He was killing.
They were loving me out there. They was like, you're that guy.
Y'all can go to Mitchell and Ness, get your nice little discount.
Yep. That's true.
Y'all are good. Debo might have to walk around Philly with security. I can't even lie.
What's our guy's name out there? Is it Josh? Is it Josh who's at Mitchell Ness?
Yeah. Shout out Josh.
We just followed each other on Instagram. They'll be out here for the All-Star game, Mitchell and Ness. And man, they're good people. They took care of us at Mitchell and Ness. And then I came back and he goes, oh, you're back. So we do got a lot of love in Philly. It's just when it comes to the Niners and the Eagles, it's a little love-hate relationship. Hey, Dumas, man, we're going to miss you out here. We really are, man. I told you that at your going away party, and you did what you had to do out here, man. You were a great ambassador for the Bay Area. You repped hard, even though you're from Philadelphia. And I think your coverage is going to be missed, man. You had a lane. You carved out a lane for yourself, and you did a hell of a job out here.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all both, and thank you for the 95.7 of family. I love working for 95.7 the game. You know, all the hosts, producers, everyone behind the scenes make us look good and showed me a lot of love. 95.7 the game, they helped me buy a lot of drinks in the marina over the last couple years with those paychecks. So I love you guys, and thanks for having me on as usual, and I'll be back. This is just a see you later, you know.
Yep.
Hey, Jason, just so you know, this is the honest to God truth, my favorite of all the Philly rappers has always been Beanie Siegel. Always been Beanie Mac.
Yeah.
I love Beanie. As much as Freeway's unique, and Meek, he's got his hits. And
Beanie's got more hits.
And Eve. There's a lot of people. I'm just saying, Beanie Siegel, the truth. I mean, he's got so many great albums.
Beanie, he's a legend in Philly. Siegel Street.
Exactly.
There it is.
Siegel Street. Bullies.
There it is. Jason Dumas, man. Buddy. Good stuff, man. We love you.